All right, we got this DM from Penny.
Yeah, she needs a little help. We'll see if we can help her out. By the way, this is on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to comment there. Hey there, Ben and Kelly. Was just talking to one of my girlfriends about one of your recent group therapy segments, going all over all the possibilities, when I realized that I have a situation that I'd love your opinion on.
Oh, okay.
So it's an interesting one, and I'm curious how many of your listeners would do what I'm considering doing.
Okay.
I have my daughter trying out for a travel team sport. The coach watched her practice over the weekend, and so after the practice, I sent him a text to thank him for the time and hope that he'll consider my daughter.
Sure.
He texted back, but also commented on my smile.
Oh.
The text continued. We talked sports a little, but then he asked one of those indirect questions to find out if I had a boyfriend. So, to the question or the situation, should I continue to flirt with him so my daughter makes the team? I don't want to necessarily go out with him. I just want her to make the team. What would you do? Anyway, keep up the great work. I love listening to you guys. Ta-ta for now.
No, don't lead the coach on.
Yeah, no, that's probably a bad idea.
No,
because if she makes the team and then he thinks that he's got, you know, an in with you, you're going to have to spend like the whole season keeping up this ruse, because then what if break his heart or something?
That's not fair to him. And then, you know, he could then retaliate on your daughter because of the relationship between you and her.
No, and you don't want your daughter to make the team because the coach has the hots for you.
Yeah.
Right? We want her to make the team because she deserves to be on the team.
Now, if he puts her on the team just because he thinks you're hot, that's another thing. If you haven't done anything to, like, further that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's on him.
Flirting
then.
If you don't have interest.
Yeah.
If you have interest, that's a different story. But if you don't have interest, you don't want to date him.
And you said that already.
Don't. Yeah.
Right. And Joanna says on Facebook, and how do you think this coach will treat your daughter when he realizes y'all weren't really going to date?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would hope that the coach is not going to be retaliatory in that way.
Yeah,
you just never know.
A lot of people are kind of commenting on, hey, you don't want to teach your daughter this sort of tactic. Of course,
no.
I don't know if, would your daughter be privy to that?
Probably not.
I mean, even if you started dating the coach, like, I don't think that would necessarily be, you know, how in tune would your daughter be to like X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. Sharon says it's kind of hard to find words to answer this one. Do you flirt with a butcher when you go get your meat? Do you flirt with the garbage man when you take out your garbage? Do you flirt to get your way through your life? Doesn't say very much about you if it does. If the coach is flirting with you, what's that say about him? Do you want your daughter to be coached by a man who likes to flirt with the mothers? The scenario is all wrong in so many ways, just my opinion.
Yeah, and I wanted to just go back to let's let your daughter make the team on merit.
Exactly.
And don't try to influence or try to get her there without talent. And so, you know, if your daughter has talent to make the team, then she's going to make the team, and that's going to feel so much better. And you're going to feel so much better knowing that. And if she doesn't make the team, okay. That's great.
Exactly.
She's got a goal for next year. You know what? Wasn't good this year. You know, didn't work out this year, but you know what you have to do? You got to practice. You got to work hard. And, you know, maybe you can make it next year.
Yeah. And Elizabeth says, no, stop it now. That's wrong. And if your daughter found out, there's so many things that could go wrong there too.
Now, there are a couple of people who are like, pointing fingers at the coach, like, Coach sure. sounds like a schmuck to even put you in that situation.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, I mean, that's a whole awkward. Other thing entirely where it's like, yeah, you know what? Let's not try to date your player's parents.
No, let's keep our eye on your job, which is selecting a team as a coach.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Would you ever, Kelly?
No. No.
You know, your son's trying out for a basketball team.
Wait a minute. Does it look like Ryan Reynolds?
Very competitive.
If the coach looks like Ryan Reynolds.
It's between your son and someone else, and the coach is like, you know what? It's down to your son and someone else.
First of all, they're not going to tell you that.
Well, I'm saying.
Second of all.
I'm saying this coach would.
if this coach looks like Ryan Reynolds, then I might be showing up to watch more.
Listen, just
I'm not just dropping him off. I'm going to go in and watch.
Make sure that your V cut is a little bit cut a little lower.
If I did not have a husband. Yes. But I have a husband. I'm not getting rid of him. So
you got retractable morals if the situation presented itself.
If he's hot.
All right.
All I'm saying is I'm going to watch practice more.
Okay. All right. So what we're saying, Penny, is don't do it. Let your daughter win it on merit and just be flattered that the coach thinks of you that way.
Yes, but shut down the flirting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for reaching out. Hopefully that helped.